This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ithi Agnihotri-Matholkar.
We're inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio with four, seven, eight flutists. Is that?
That's it. We've got seven of us. Eight of us, excuse me.
And the voice you're hearing now is Jenny Hudson, and you are the leader of the flute choir.
Yes, I direct the flute choir, and I teach flute at for the Academy and for the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith.
And we're talking about the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith Academy of the Arts, the first students from the Academy that we've been able to get here. So tell me about the choir.
Well, this is our advanced flute choir. We have two flute choirs. We have a junior flute choir, which involves students between the 7th and the 9th grades. And this flute choir is 10th through 12th grade, and they're all of my favorite flute players. They've been specially selected. They're all extremely advanced players, extremely responsible flute players, and just wonderful to work with.
What do you look for? What qualities or what things do you look for when you're selecting a flute player?
With all of these flute players, these are people who have gone above and beyond what they have to do in a regular everyday band setting. When they're playing in band, they're playing music that's well within their capability. And so when they come here, we push them a little bit more. They have to work a little bit harder than they would in their everyday lives. And so it gives them a chance to not just sit and do what everybody else is doing and not have to wait on anybody and realize that there's some music that will really challenge them.
What kind of music is good for a flute choir when you have seven or eight flutes together as opposed to when you're a flute that's in an orchestra?
Well, we get kind of creative. Some of the things that we play are arrangements of other pieces. We've used some arrangements of piano pieces. We used to play some Debussy because that's my favorite. Mm-hmm. And this is, I don't know, we find anything that, well, really what we do is we find all of my favorite music and I find arrangements of it and make it work.
Now, how long has this group been playing?
This is our second year, although this current incarnation is completely new. So they've all been playing together for about 10 weeks now.
Okay. Perhaps we should give credit where credit is due. We'll hear the performance here in a moment, but who is in the choir?
Well, we have Caitlin Jones, and she goes to Southside High School. We've got a couple of other Southside students, T. Wynn, Vivian Vo, Carly Konzelman. From Northside High School in Fort Smith, we have Jennifer, whose last name I cannot remember. Jennifer Burnett. There we go. Jessica Montgomery. I'm being tested here. And then we have Kyle Jones from Boonville. He drives quite a way to come and join us each week.
Yeah. You're also very ingenious because there are eight of you.
Yes.
And we have one music stand at KUAF. Yet everyone kind of has a music stand. This is quite impressive. We've got a stepladder here and an easel. And this is, you guys are showing some great initiative.
There's a MacGyver test that they have to take in order to be in the flute choir.
Why is it important that you play flute with them?
Well, because we have an odd number of people, and to make the parts divide up equally, I join them. Also, I really like to play the flute. So it's more fun when I get to play with them because they're phenomenal musicians, and it's fun for me to play with other wonderful musicians, especially when they're all excited like they are.
And your performance is on December 13th or December 12th?
It's December the
12th. It's a Monday.
Monday evening at 7 p.m. in the Breedlove Building on the UA Fort Smith campus.
What will you perform for us here?
We're going to be taking a selection from Swan Lake, the Dance of the Little Swans. We feel like as flutes, we're kind of bird-like, so it seems kind of appropriate.
All right. Have at it.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask for a volunteer or one or two. Just anyone want to tell me why? What attracted you to the flute and why you stuck with it? Anybody?
I vote Vivian.
Vivian? You've been nominated. Could you come over here for a second? How long have you been playing the flute?
I've been playing for almost, I'm going to my fourth year.
What did the flute choose you? Did someone suggest the flute?
Well, sadly, I think she's going to get kind of mad at me, but my first instrument that I actually wanted to play was the saxophone, and flute was actually my third instrument, but I'm actually happy that I picked it.
Well, there you go. So, I imagine the flute is an incredibly difficult instrument.
It is, especially when you have a mouth guard in your... You can't play. Well, you can, but it's just... You know,
it's not easy.
No.
Now, I am not a musician, so help me out here. The flute and the piccolo are related.
Yes.
Piccolo is smaller.
The flute is the mama.
The flute is the mama. All right. And there are no piccolos in this choir.
Well, we do have piccolos, but just not for this song.
Oh, okay. And you go to Southside?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see. It's a Monday, the 12th, Breedlove Auditorium. The Price is Right. Free. And you'll be sharing that performance with the African Drum Ensemble as well.
Yes.
And what time does it start?
It starts at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, okay.
Thank you all for coming in. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.